Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
Listening to Around the House with Eric G. We're going to have a great Saturday ahead of us here because we've got a lot of things to talk about. And I want to help you with your questions today at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Normally, I'd be telling you to email me, but, you know, we're doing some technology upgrades around here today. So if you're going to email me, that's great, but I'm not going to see it till next week. So if you want to message me, jump over to Facebook and use Around the House with Eric G over there. Send a message on there, and you can get those questions answered if you're too shy. And I don't blame you. Not everybody wants to come on and be helping on the radio. But the one thing with this is you got to keep in mind when you call into the station and you ask a question, you're helping a lot of other people as well, because there's always somebody out there that goes, I got that same problem too. So help you help others. That's what I'm going to say today. So we're going to talk about a bunch of different things. I've got my new executive producer in here, Jordan. He's having a good time. Welcome to Around the House, brother.
Thank you very much, Eric. Happy to be here.
All right. We're going to knock out a bunch of stuff today. He is helping me hold down the fort. We got a lot of things going on. But I want to talk about lawn care today. That's one of the things that, you know, that lawn that was maybe neglected last year, it's a good time to dive into that. And one thing that we're going to do maybe next segment, and I'll tease you with this a little bit, we are starting the what I call annual tradition of giving away 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. Now, if you've been listening to the Around the House for years on end, we've been giving this stuff away in the spring and summer for a long, long time. So they've been doing this since 1977, and they're a Northwest company, but we're going to be giving away a 64-ounce hose end attachment, so you can go out and go after that algae, mold, mildew, grime, dirt. This thing is so cool. You can actually attach it to the end of your hose sprayer, and you can get that second story. So that's going to be kind of cool. Stay tuned for that. Don't call right now, because I'm not going to give you even the number right now yet, but maybe next segment we'll give away one of those things. So, but here's the one caveat I want to let you know. Because of rules and regulations that are beyond me, the company, and everything else, there's some crazy federal rules out there. You're going to have to pick up your certificate at the station. So all of our friends in Bend and Tri-Cities and Klamath Falls and all of you people out in Enterprise and Coos Bay, I can't help you on that one. You'd have to come by and get it just because we got to have a signature for it here. So I apologize to you guys. I know I'm teasing you, but I can't do anything about that. That them is the rules. All right, well, let's dive into one thing I want to talk about before we dive into lawn care. There was something that came up this week that completely, well, disgusted me. Everybody see those hand dryers that are out there? You see in a restroom? Maybe the, you know, go into your favorite fast food place to get cleaned up or use the restroom? Well, be careful out there, because washing your hands is, well, you'd think one of the easiest ways to stop and spread of germs, right? Yeah. That office hair dryer that's in there is not what you think it is. If you think about it, you flush the toilet. Those particles that come out of that wastewater get up and aerated into the air, and it's all around everywhere. And then you go over and wash your hands, and now they're clean. You're now putting them under that heated dryer that is now taking that, poop particulates and jamming them back on your hands again before you walk out thinking that you've done your job out there. So just say no to hair dryers out there.
Yeah, I just stick with the paper towels from now on.
Yeah, and when in doubt, maybe use your shirt. I know that I probably got told a million times as a kid, don't dry your hands on your shirt. But
it's got to be cleaner than that hand.
Got to be cleaner than that, because at least I'm washing that shirt once a day. That's going to be crazy. So anyway, just when you're out there, I know it's lunchtime. I'm not going to get too detailed into this, but look for those paper towels. And if you got a restaurant out there, it's kind of scary that maybe people that are working in the restaurant are washing their hands in there and using the dryer and going to make my food. So put in the paper towels, please. I'd like to see it that way. All right, well, let's dive into lawn care here. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. If you've got a home improvement question, we're here to help, and we're going to take those calls just as soon as they come in. Well, you know, it's lawn care season. You know, the lawnmowers are going, it's the weekend, and, you know, I've got a company that comes in to do mine, and it's not because I'm lazy. I just plainly don't have the time, and that's one of those things. Plus, to be honest, I'm allergic to grass, but here's the thing you got to start out with when you're dealing with your lawn. Before you do anything, test your soil. Because what happens is you don't know what that soil is. And it's kind of like the same rules when I have people that want to filter their water. If you're going to filter your water, that's great. Know what you want to take out of it. What do you need to add? What do you need to take place? You just don't want to go down to the store and throw something on it thinking that you're doing something. So test the soil. You can test it. Take it down to your local extension agent. We're all over the Northwest, but you can talk to your county, city, colleges. Google it, you know, use that old interweb wherever you're at, and test your soil and see what you've got. Because you want to see where the nitrogen is. You want to see where everything is. Do you have clay? See what you've got to do to prep it up, because so many people haven't done that. If you get that dialed in correctly, it's going to automatically push those weeds out, and then you're not going to have to put as many chemicals down on it. So get your soil dialed in. That's where I got to start with mine here first. I'm going to do the same thing here, well, this next week. I'll let you know how that goes out there. Then fertilize. And there's a ton of different fertilizers out there. Use what you need to. There's people like to use more, you know, earth-friendly ones. There's people that like to go out and just throw everything at it. But fertilize it. Follow the manufacturer's directions. Don't get the fertilizer all over your concrete driveway where it makes a mess, because if it's got iron in it, it's going to make a mark. I promise you. So watch for that. Take a little time. You know, if you're going to put down the weed and feed stuff, great. Make sure you're not next to a pond or something. Read the directions. You know, don't need to be going out killing the fish and the birds out there with what you're doing. But really watch that. And I love to, I've already fertilized mine a couple times this year. I hit it with the really early pre-emergent stuff, and now I'm starting to get into the regular stuff. But use your common sense, because you don't want to go down and put your weed and feed down, and then the next week you're going to go throw some seed out there, and guess what? Think ahead. Plan ahead what you're doing. Then watch your calcium intake. Like, wow, okay, drink your milk. That's not what I'm talking about. Up to 90% of common lawn weeds are linked to the lack of calcium in soil. Ideally, you should have a calcium to magnesium ratio of 7:1. How do you know that? Because number one, you tested your soil. So you see where I'm going with this. Test your soil. You know, thing is if you fall short of that, you can add lime, you can do some stuff to it to get it back up, and then you have to use less chemicals. And it's just naturally going to work that way. So other thing too with that is just, again, moderation. Take your time. I don't like just throwing the high nitrogen stuff on and making it grow real fast, because I want the roots to be going well too with that. So watch that calcium intake. When we come back here in a second, we're going to talk about some of the other big pieces, because there's a lot of important things to keep in your lawn good instead of just having to sit there and throw chemicals at it. When we come back, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to give a gallon of that big jug of that 30 seconds outdoor cleaner just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're rocking it out in here on a Saturday afternoon, having a good time. You know, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Is a cracked or crumbling foundation killing your real estate deal? For a free inspection, contact Western Construction Systems. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty, guaranteed. CCB number 94222. We got a great show ahead. We've been talking a little bit about lawn care, but one thing too, we're going to have at some point here during the show, and I don't know when this is going to happen, but my buddy Jeff is going to call in. He's going to call in about his show on DIY Network, which is Stonehouse Revival. He's on the road today, so I'm not sure whenever he gets to a good cell phone area, he's going to be calling in, so I'm not just teasing you. I don't know when he's going to call in, but when he does, we're going to talk about season 3 starting on DIY Network next week. So he's going to tell us a little bit what's going on with that. So that'll be a good thing to happen today. As well as, we're talking lawn care, but you know something? I think we need to give away some stuff. So what we've got is we've got 30 seconds outdoor cleaner, 64-ounce hose end attachment. Now this thing's kind of cool. It easily reaches 2 stories. And it's made for a fast, easy clean. You just simply attach it to your garden hose, spray and rinse. You know, it's ideal for most outdoor surfaces, including homes, decks, lanais, pool cages, patios, concrete, wood, vinyl, brick, stone. And, you know, it does all these things. But it doesn't even harm your plant or your grass. So, here's the thing with this. Now, the deal is you got to pick this little coupon up that we're going to give you here in the studio. So, if you have no place to come down in Portland to grab it, it's probably not going to do you much good because of rules. We got to have a signature and it's kind of hard to do these things any other way. That's the rules. I don't make them up. We don't make them up. It's the stuff we got to follow. So I want to get caller number 5 at 503-733-4101. That's 503-733-4101. And guess what? You'll get that big 64-ounce hose and detachment for 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. All right, so that number, 503-733-4101. All right, get done with that. We are going to dive into a few more things here talking lawn care. And, you know, I love lawn care because I kind of geek out on this. I do. I want to have the nice green lawn, and it's always bugged me when I don't. You know,
and it's that time of year. You know, we're coming in and the sun's about to come out. You're going to want to get your lawn taken care of now and not wait till later.
You know, and it's kind of funny. One of the things that you talk about with lawn care that gets interesting is really there's things you can do, especially when you're just diving into mowing it. You know, you don't cut it too short, man. Don't cut it too short. If you cut it too short, it doesn't do well. And so that's the thing with that. So we'll dive into a couple of things here. So one of the things, you know, more so, we don't get as much here, but I know when I lived in the eastern side of the state, when I was in the Tri-Cities, I had a huge crabgrass problem. Now's the time to start dealing with that because, you know, that early grass is coming in and that crabgrass, once we get into these kind of April temperatures, it starts to come in. So that soil temperature for crabgrass to pop up has to be 56 degrees, which we're right there. So, and by the way, we do have a winner. Thanks for calling in. If you're still calling in, and I'm watching the phone lines blow up on our contest line right now, we have given away. But tune in next hour because I'm going to give one more. So sit tight. Don't worry. We've got that there. But next hour, going to give another one away. So, and we're going to start doing this every Saturday. I got a plan for this. So you're going to see a lot of 30 seconds outdoor cleaners. So don't get too upset with that. All right. So put down your pre-emergent herbicide about right now because that's going to keep that crabgrass at bay. And, man, I had a house over there in the Tri-Cities that I moved into, and it was like the lawn of crabgrass. But dove into it, caught it earlier next year, and it did really well. Other thing to do is pull out the weeds when you see them. You know, I've seen people, and I know I used to do this as a kid. Don't sit there and blow the dandelion seeds off the uncut dandelion because you're just spreading those things around. And I know it's common sense, but every time as a lawn guy loving my lawn that I would see that happen, it's like, oh man, there goes 1,000 seeds into my lawn.
There's at least 50 more dandelions.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, must have been brought to you by Scotts or something. So can't have that. So get those weeds pulled up And then here's the biggest tip that I can give you on this. Dial that lawnmower in. And I mean, you want that blade sharp like a shoe knife. I mean, you want that thing to cut really, really well. If you can get that thing dialed in, and be careful, those lawnmower blades, that's a whole other segment, but get those dialed in nice and sharp. Make sure it's balanced, because that way you can keep your lawnmower going well. So even if you got to take the blade off, you know, if you're not too handy, get a couple blades. Take one in, get a sharp, and come back, get the other one. So that's a good one. Hey, I want to thank Jason in Portland for the first winner. Thanks for calling in. And next hour, we'll be doing this exact thing. So get your lawnmower dialed in, because when you get your lawnmower dialed in, that's going to make that grass cut really smooth. And the better the cut on the end of the grass, the better that lawn works and looks just nice. When you've got this dull blade down there where it's just like you got a big flat piece of steel trying to cut it off with no edge, that's when it kind of gives that frayed edge and it always looks kind of bad. So dial the lawnmower in. Now, we just talked about this a minute ago. Let your grass grow a little bit. Get it a little bit longer. The longer that is, when you get it short, you see all the thatch and stuff behind it. And so what happens is if you let it grow out a little bit, it's healthier, you know. And actually, Jordan here had we've had a good little trivia tip here. I think it was number two that was about how much oxygen gives off a lawn.
It'd be surprising. So actually, you can find that a lot of lawns actually give off more oxygen than trees. And we've grown up knowing that trees kind of give us the oxygen that we have. But a turf 50 foot by 50 foot will give enough oxygen to meet the daily needs of a family of four. The grass along our interstate highways produce enough energy, enough oxygen to support 22 million people.
Wow.
So, getting your lawn taken care of can both give back to the environment and can also, you know, help support your family.
And that's kind of cool. Thanks, buddy. That's good. That's the thing with this. When you start looking at, you know, you can actually help out a little bit by keeping that grass looking good out there, you know, and I'm not saying toss a ton of chemicals at it, but I'm just saying if you keep that green, there's a lot of good things you can do with that. Now, here's one other thing too, and I'm going to tie this into foundations for a minute. If you've got clay soil, if you keep that lawn watered all year long, you're not going to get that lift out of that clay soil, because clay soil is like, well, it's like one big sponge. This time of year when it's been raining and it's wet, it's fully supported, it's big, it's swollen, it's got all that moisture in there. Well, what happens to that sponge? It shrinks way down. So in the middle of July and August when we haven't had rain for a month or two, that shrunk down. Well, your house is moving like the top of the sponge does. So that can create foundation cracks, things like that. If you actually go in and keep the lawn going, you know, not a bad thing. You're going to keep the house from moving, and it's going to keep you from getting some foundation cracks. So not a bad thing to do. Well, stay tuned. When we get back here, we're going to be diving into more lawn care tips and taking your calls at 877-733-1011. I want to talk about your projects just as soon as Around the House returns. Eric G, we're having a good time here in the studio. Geez, we just gave away a 64-ounce container, a hose and sprayer, a 30-seconds outdoor cleaner. Next hour, we're going to be doing the same thing, so stay tuned. Well, if you're just joining us, this is Around the House with Eric G, where we talk home improvement. I want to get your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Put that in your phone. So go contacts, add 877-733-1011, and then just put DIY help. Then you can call on Saturday, and we help you. That's what we do here. And you help others as well when you're doing it. Hey, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Find a design center near you at AdairHomes.com. That's AdairHomes.com. CCB number 593. And yeah, that's 593. They got three digits. We hear commercials all day long with people with six digits. So they've been around for a while. Check them out. You need another house? So we're talking home improvement here. And, you know, we've been talking about lawn care. And, you know, there's an average. What's the average out there, Jordan, about lawn care numbers? Because I know you've got those over there.
It was actually kind of surprising to me. It's not as much as I would have expected. Based on a 2010 National Gardening Association survey, Americans spend, on average, $363 a year. Doesn't seem like much. No. However, if you think about it, in the United States, that's equal to about $30 million a year spent on lawn care.
Wow.
So you put it that way, it seems like a whole lot. But 363, and I'm trying to think about, you know, what? How did we get to that number? I'm trying to think, you know, you were talking, you know, in the last half hour about, you know, going and getting your soil, going and getting your seed.
Yeah.
You know, what's the priciest point, would you say, to get your lawn care up and running?
You know, with lawn care, it's interesting. You know, the seed isn't that expensive. You know, for me, it's probably going to spend a fair amount on fertilizers over the year. You're going to spend some there, but many times it's just getting the right power tools to begin with. There's that initial investment. You know, you want to go out and get a good lawnmower. And even if you got a little small yard, you know, getting a good lawnmower makes it a lot easier. And these days there's so many battery powered tools out there that that's going to start saving you on gas and maintenance, because of course you're going to have to change that lawnmower blade. But like, there's that whole, Ergo line of tools that Skip Bedell, you know, pitches with Home Depot. And, you know, he was on this last week talking about them on Fox and Friends. And then he was also on as well at on Fox 12. And thanks, Skip, for the shout out. That was cool. But, you know, you've got a battery powered tool that'll do, you know, a lot of cutting out there. And so it's, you know, for, you don't want the noise, you don't want the of the, you know, the gas mower, you don't want to have the fumes. It's not a bad way to go with the new battery powered stuff. A decade ago, what didn't work that well, you know?
Well, that, and I mean, I know, at least in my experience, a lot of those gas mowers are going to be taking premium gasoline. You're going to be spending at least a decent amount on gas to get those things and keep them running, because you're going to be running them at least, you know, a dozen times throughout the year.
Yeah, and then you got oil changes, and you got all these other little things you got to deal with. So those are some of the things that, you know, just with that, what I like about that Ergo line, and they're not paying me to say this, I think it's kind of cool, but you've got this big battery pack that runs the lawnmower. But it'll run a string trimmer. It'll run the hedge trimmers. It'll run all your lawn care stuff. So it's kind of cool how that works. So, you know, you can get one tool that's going to kind of do a lot of things within those batteries. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Doesn't have to be lawn care that you call in with as well out there, guys. If you've got that toilet or the gutter problem, or, geez, you're trying to figure out how to fix that fence or patio out there, give a call with those questions. But, you know, that's the thing when you're talking tools. Tools is always that initial investment. And my best kind of advice out there is get the best you can afford. You know, the people are on budgets. I don't care if you've got the $1 million house or the $300,000 house or $200,000 house, depending on where you're living. Get the best you can afford, because what you can do with that is when you, you know, it's going to last longer and it's going to do a better job. You know, it's just like when you're buying power tools. You know, there's Ryobi makes some great tools out there. And for most homeowners, that's going to be great. It's going to do just exactly what they want to do. But if you're dealing with a, if you're dealing with, you know, let's say a contractor or somebody that's doing some huge projects, that tool might not last all the way through it. And you get what you pay for with that stuff. You know, the differences between like a Ryobi and a Milwaukee, the Milwaukee's designed ergonomically to not, it's made for the tradespeople. So they've actually spent a lot of time and money on dialing that in to work better for the amount of use you're going to use it. So if you're using a drill 4 hours a day, they've designed it to work better in your hand and not tire you out as much. Where, you know, when you buy a tool, it's half the price. They didn't really put that research and development into it. So it's not that it's bad, but it's made for each situation. And so you just got to be careful with that with power tools. So just buy what you can afford. And, you know, if it's, you know, everybody's got different means out there. So it's a good way to go. 877-733-1011. Now, one of the things when you're working on your lawn out there that I want to give you another tip as well is you can spend a lot of time and energy bagging those lawn clippings. And if you've got the right lawnmower that'll mulch and you watch when you mow that lawn, you can use the mulching type mower and put that back in there. You know, you got to think of that though. When it breaks down, it's free fertilizer. So it's going to help keep the green lawn going anywhere. So on this study that I was looking at, anecdotal evidence suggests that returning lawn clippings to your lawn may contribute to as much as 2 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. Not too bad if that breaks down like that. You know, and one other thing, too, and this is where we talk about this a lot, and I talk about this almost every week about saving water, you know, make sure you water your lawn in a smart kind of way. You know, use a good sprinkler controller and just don't dump it on there at once, because if you put it on there at once, it's going to run off and go someplace else and you're wasting water. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. We got a call here. Let's run out to Ken in Portland. Welcome to Around the House.
Afternoon almost.
Good afternoon. What can I help you with today, man?
Well, lawn care actually starts in the fall. You guys really want to put, especially east side of the, or west side of the Cascades, we want to try to get limestone down. We're real acidic.
Yep.
Also a great time to aerate. And there's a phenomenon of you rake the cores off. We don't want to do that. You leave those on there, aerate and overseed. The thicker the lawn, the less weed pressure you're going to have from spring.
Very true. Very true. What other tips you got that you use a lot with lawn care?
Well, again, overseed 2 or 3 times throughout the year. The thicker you keep your lawn, the less moss you're going to have. You're also going to help keep all the weed pressures out. The other thing you were talking about, crabgrass, a lot of people on the west side don't understand what it exactly is. They see a tall fescue, which is a real wide blade grass.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually not crabgrass, but a lot of people will call it that.
It's funny,
crabgrass,
you're right.
Crabgrass has like a little chicken foot when it seeds.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of tell the difference once it comes to seed. So if you don't like the tall fescue, there's a couple ways. You know, you spray it out and then overseed immediately. But the main thing is keep it thick, and you'll have a lot less problems come spring.
Ken, those are some great tips, man. I appreciate you calling in, and I can tell when an expert calls in. I love it. Keep calling in with these things, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. That's a great tip right there. And those are just some of those details, you know. And like I said, you know, we've got a lot of listeners on the east side. We're east side of the mountains where crabgrass is everywhere out there. So it's just one of those things. We have different battles on east side of the mountain, and we want to make sure that we address both of you because they're both just as important. So, hey, when we come back, we're going to kind of wrap up this conversation about lawn care before we get into deck maintenance next hour, and that'll be a fun one too. We'll be talking about that and a bunch more just as soon as Around the House returns.
Where we keep what we can't say, fills up.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're talking home improvement. It's what we do every Saturday from noon to 2. And if you're listening to the podcast, this is the last half of the first hour. If you're just trying to keep track. But you know something? I want to get your calls. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Now, here's the thing. I'd usually tell you to email me, but we're doing some technology upgrades. So kind of like Joan Rivers, we needed some work. So, you know, it's what it is. So we can't really get into the email thing right now. So message me over on Facebook, which is Around the House with Eric G. So go over to that Facebook, like it, follow it, all that other stuff. And then you can message over there, put a post up there, do that. Now, here's one thing I want to dive into real quick. There is this thing called Around the House Nation. We talked about it when we came into the show. But Around the House Nation is this little chat room about home improvement. Could be talking about rebuilding your garage. There's some amazing garage pictures up there right now. But here's what's fun is we've got a lot of people out there that are contributing to this. I mean, just in the last couple of weeks, I had Skip Bedell from Catch a Contractor, and he's also the home improvement expert for Fox News. He was on there. We had Damon Bennett from Homes on Homes. You know, he was the... up until a couple years ago, he was the project manager for all the Homes on Homes and Homes Makes It Right shows. He makes comments on there. And then as well, we have Mark Clement from My Fix It Up Life. So we've got all these different people posting stuff up there. So it's a controlled area so we can make sure everybody plays nice and keeps it a politics-free zone. So it's just a home improvement, everybody having fun and everybody being supportive. And so what I like about it is we've had some great group conversations about during the week about somebody's project. Like we had a successful Heating air conditioning digital controller on there where everybody walked them through it and it turned out awesome. So you know, it's like a DIY support group. You know, we're here to help.
It's nice because it gives everybody kind of a space to talk about what they're going, you know, what they're working on. And that's something we like to ask is, you know, what are you working on this weekend while we're here on the show? What are people working on? And we can kind of talk about it and maybe even talk about it here on the show.
Yeah, it's all good. So crazy this week. And I love little news stories. This one blew me away. There was a nail gun attacker who injured a construction worker over in Oregon City. So I guess a construction worker was seriously injured Friday. I guess he was shot repeatedly with a nail gun near a Happy Valley home where he was doing some work. So not sure what happened, but there was a guy, two guys working, sound like it might have been a workplace dispute. And I'm not going to make a news story out of this, but I think they had to do some serious, or at least a little bit of work to make that nail gun be where you could fire it as a weapon because, you know, there is that little contact point trigger up there. Maybe it was broken, but you got to be a little careful with that, guys. Let's not go hurting people with the power tools.
Yeah, absolutely not. There's safety features on that for a reason.
Yeah, let's not get into the nail gun attack here. That's not a good way to go. I don't want to have nail gun licensing for people, so let's just be good. So anyway, talking about safety, this is a good kind of segue into our safety discussion here with lawn care. And I want to dive into this for a minute because I didn't do this when I was a kid. Nobody else has. But, you know, if you're out there running that old lawnmower, you really should have ear protection on. And I know that you can get ear protection now that have Bluetooth capabilities like 3M makes them. You can put them on and you can listen to your music while you're going and it'll keep the other stuff quiet. So there are things for lawn care out there when you're doing this to keep things quiet, you know. And, you know, wear the safety glasses. Just put them on, please. I know. I'm really good at, I'll just squint my eyes. It'll be good. I'm going to cut the surface area down by half. I'll be fine. But, you know, put the glasses on, take care of it. There's some really cool ones out there where you can actually look halfway decent. But just use the right safety equipment stuff. And if that tool's broken, fix it before you use it again. I can't tell you how many times that I've seen lawnmower decks that are rusted out and somebody decided to put tape or something on them to keep the rocks from flying out. And it's like, just keep the tools maintained. And these days, it's really easy. A lot of these tools, they've come a long ways, especially with safety, you know. And here's another one, too. And it's a Saturday afternoon, and it's not a sunny one out there for most people, so I get it. But, you know, you might have a two-drink limit before you go run the power tools out in the yard out there. If you've got the big two-acre lawn, you might not want to take the whole six-pack with you on the riding lawnmower before you go out there because from what I've seen of people that I know that have done that, and I say that I know that is not very good, the mowing job on the second half doesn't turn out as good as the first half because, you know, you might miss, you know, there's those toys or ran over a sprinkler or the flowers. You know, maybe save that till after you're done if you're going to partake a little bit more with that. Just be careful with that. And then if you're using electrical equipment out there, like if you've got, you know, that electric trimmer and stuff like that, take a look at your extension cords because extension cords are a big deal. You can burn up a power tool really easy using an undersized extension cord. So if I've got like a table saw I'm using because I'm doing something on the back deck in the back and I got a really small, you know, really small, not a heavy duty construction extension cord going over to the outlet, you can burn the motor up on that because it's actually reducing the amount of power to that. So make sure you got that stuff dialed in and make sure you're safe with it and wrap some tape around it, repair it if it's getting broken, or better yet, go buy a new one. Well, when we come back next hour, we got a lot more home improvement. Stay tuned. Around the House will return.
Hey everyone, this is Jim, producer of the Around the House Show podcast. If you're listening right now, you already know we bring you the best tips, tricks, and expert advice to fix, upgrade, and maintain everything in your home without the headaches or the huge bills. But if you're catching us on the radio or borrowing a friend's phone, You're missing out on new episodes dropping straight to your device every week. So do yourself a favor. Hit pause for just a second. Grab your phone and subscribe to Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or wherever you listen. It's completely free, and you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for supporting the show. Now let's get back to making your house work for you.